All right, is this better?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Okay.
Just a faulty connection or something.
No, because it started off strong last time, and then it cut away. So it's good now. That's better.
Beautiful, man.
All right. What's good, man?
What's good, man? It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, life, man. Life is it's busy, man. It's very busy. But it's good to hop back on.
Yeah, man. So do you wanna hop right into fantasy and start doing it more streamlined, or what do you want to do?
We can jump right into it.
Let's do it.
What do we have on deck for today?
Let's do a State of the Union, man. How are you feeling about your team?
Man.
It's early, but what is it, week five?
It's definitely early. What's that?
What, we're in week five?
Week five, it's early. I'm not too worried about anything right now. Right now I'm just busy collecting assets. So, for instance, I'm just collecting a bunch of relief pitchers right now.
Yeah, I noticed that.
and we'll find out who's good and who's not, and then we'll slowly start to cut the ones who are irrelevant, and we'll pick up more starting pitchers. So I'm just kind of in the assessing phase. Earlier in the season, the starting pitchers I had, all of them were getting lit up. My ERA was above 5 each week, and I was just getting so fed up with it. So I went with another strategy, and it seems to be at least keeping me competitive. Like I'll win 2 or 3 of the 5 pitching categories each week, which is okay considering I have horrible pitching.
Right.
If I could steal 2 or 3 categories and just be competitive offensively, then, you know, we have a chance. Just until I get to turn over my pitching roster, which will take some time. I'm not going to do it in 1 week. But, I mean, there's a couple good pickups I have. John Gant I really like.
Yeah.
Great for the ratios. He's given me a couple rogue saves and even a couple rogue wins. Diego Castillo.
Yeah, that was great. I had a bid on him. I was pissed.
You know. And, you know, let's see. And then I made a big trade getting rid of Whit Merrifield. I shouldn't say getting rid of because he's actually really good. But I traded Whit Merrifield, but I got 2 elite closers.
Yeah.
One of whom's a keeper. So that was kind of a tough pill to swallow. I do like Whit, but he was a rental, so I pulled the trigger on that one. I'm really happy with Kirby Yates and Brad Hand. Going down the list here, Nick Anderson, I'm really high on.
I was just about to ask you about him. I was reading about him today. He's at Miami, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really high on Nick Anderson. If you look at his stats, 13 innings pitched so far. 27 strikeouts in those 13 innings.
Jesus.
ERA of about 2, a whip of 0.85. He's not getting any saves yet, but you can't convince me that he won't be getting saves by year's end.
Yeah.
There's just no way. I mean, who do they have in that bullpen right now? They have Romo, who's a trade candidate. And that's if he's decent. And if he's not decent, they'll pull him out of the closer role midseason, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nobody else back there. Drew Streckenridge.
Oh, yeah, Streckenrider or whatever.
Whatever his name is. He's not doing anything. Adam Conley, he's not doing anything.
No.
I mean, this is clearly an elite arm. I mean, this is crazy. 27 strikeouts in 13 innings is he's just absurd.
No, it's insane.
Yeah, so I'm going to hang on to him until he eventually does take over the closer's role. He doesn't need to take it over today. But I suspect he'll take it over in the second half. And when he does, and he, I mean, assuming he can keep up these ratios, he's an elite closer.
What's his ERA and whip?
His ERA and whip, 2.08 ERA, whip of 0.85 to date.
Oh, dang. He's basically Matt Barnes. I was just saying he reminds me of Matt Barnes. Because he's
big arm.
Matt Barnes, yeah, 13 innings, 26 Ks.
Yeah.
2 saves, 2 wins, 2.08 whip. 2.08 ERA, 0.77 whip. Okay, so they're the same player, basically.
And those guys have value in today's league where saves are just getting spread around.
100%.
So even guys like Gant and Castillo, they're getting you rogue saves. And if you couple that with a couple good closers and you get some rogue saves from those other guys and they maintain your ratios, I mean, they have tremendous value. So.
Oh, yeah. It's like a hitter that's going to sprinkle in a couple steals. You know, yeah. They're still going to help you in all the other categories. And if they give you a, a bonus win or a save. That's just an extra perk.
Exactly.
No, I agree.
So I'm stocking up on the relief pitchers right now. I will start to thin those out as the year goes on and just pick up more starting pitchers. So that's more or less my strategy. I don't see any elite arms. I don't really have any on my roster. I made a couple moves this week for pitchers. I picked up Trevor Richards, who has struggled his last few outings, but I'm still pretty high on him.
Yeah, he's got the upside, though.
Spencer Turnbull.
Yeah, he's had a couple good starts.
He's had a few good starts, more good than bad. But, yeah, I mean, all these guys are susceptible to getting lit up, and that's why I'm just kind of scared off. I mean, even take, for instance, today, Kyle Hendricks, like ERA of like 5.5 going into the day. Yeah, it turns into a wizard today, you know. So you don't really know what you're getting each outing from pretty much most of these pitchers.
This season, almost every pitcher has been like that. There's very few, like, aces that have been elite in every start.
I mean, my guy Aaron Nola, he's not doing great, you know.
No. Who else? Jacob Scherzer hasn't been good.
Pretty average.
Yep.
Chris Sale's horrible.
Yeah, like, who's – I'm wondering right now who's like
good. Let's look right now, see who's actually decent.
Who are the top five pitchers for starters right now? That's a good –
Well, I'll look in our league anyway.
Looking right now. Yeah, by our
metric
categories.
I won't speak for other leagues, but these are pretty standard categories.
Sort by season total.
So season rate. So it's gonna be Verlander followed by Glasnow and Castillo, and then your boy Caleb Smith coming in at number four.
Wow.
Followed by German, who always had the upside because of the K's.
Yep.
His ERA and WHIP were just atrocious, but.
Seems
to be that he's figured it out. Followed by Berrios, who I traded. And look who's behind Berrios.
Wow.
John Yance.
Let me see his numbers. Oh, shit. I did not realize.
Three wins. And he's more of a long reliever, too. So he'll get you strikeouts just based on the fact that he pitches more than one inning at a time.
Wow.
So he doesn't have, like, an elite K to 9 ratio, but that's not as important if he's going longer outings. If he's giving you, like, an inning and 2/3 and giving you a couple strikeouts, what's the difference between that and someone giving you an inning and 2 strikeouts? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And plus, he's still providing great ratios. So it even helps out a little bit with that. So, yeah, he is the number 28 ranked player in our league.
Damn, that's absurd.
I mean, that'll go down. There's obviously some regression there, but
of course.
But still, tremendous value.
Even if he's hot right now, I mean, ride him.
Exactly. And if he turns out to be super sorry, I invested nothing in him.
Right.
To the waivers he goes.
Exactly. No, I agree 100% with that strategy. So look at that. I mean, Glasnow wasn't a high pick. Castillo wasn't a high pick. Really, Verlander's the only one.
Bauer, Berrios.
Yeah, I guess Bauer and Berrios.
I mean,
were up there.
In the redraft, Cranky. Berrios, he was my keeper to start the league, but or to start the year, traded him to Pfister, so he'll enjoy the fruits of Berrios there.
Yeah, he loves Berrios.
I like him too, man. I don't want to say I regret not trading him, but it'd be nice to have that anchor on my staff right now.
I didn't think he'd be this good, damn.
I had a feeling he would be, but I wanted to secure a shortstop, a keeper shortstop, and Bogaerts is solid. He's not spectacular, but he's solid. So, and I wanted to secure his services, so I had to pay a price for that, unfortunately. Yeah. Matt Shoemaker, even though he's out for the year, he started off real hot.
Yeah, he was really good, damn.
Yeah. Freaking Mike Minor, I think we all had him on our roster at some
point. Yes.
He's one of those guys. I still don't believe in him long term. Half his games are at Texas, so I'm not trying to.
Exactly, he's hot right now, but he'll blow up eventually.
I'm waiting on that. I like Charlie Morton.
Yeah, I know.
I've been trying to acquire him.
That's funny. Me too. I've been trying to get Baez and Morton from him, but he
not budging.
He's not budging.
Yeah, but if you look, if you go down the line, I mean,
there's not much there that you would recognize.
I mean,
Max Fried. Yeah, damn.
Clayton Kershaw, he's not giving you the innings.
No.
He's right ahead of Zach Davies, the immortal Zach Davies. So, I mean, whatever that's worth.
Yeah. This is super interesting.
Yeah, so Okay, even my guy I traded, that you, the trade I made last week that you guys weren't a fan of, Marco Gonzalez. So the outing
Yeah, he got lit up.
The outing before, 9 complete game shutout, right? And then this next outing against the Cubs, inning in 2/3, gets roughed up for 6 runs.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, you don't know each – so I'm like, screw this. I'm just going to trade him and get Cody Allen. He's going to eventually recapture the closer's role. He's on the DL right now, just buying time. I'm sure he's working through some crap, which is fine because he doesn't eat up our roster spots, which is even better. So I can just hide him while he works through his crap. He has a track record of getting back on track in the later months, so I'm just banking on
he does.
And if he sucks, I'll cut him. Marco Gonzalez is not going to make or break me in this league, so I was comfortable trading him and just getting something in return. And if he sucks, we'll cut him. It's no big deal.
But no, I guess that's a good point. You got to be able to, like, identify your core, and then if they're not your core guys, be willing to trade them. Can't be scared of trading those guys, like a Marco Gonzalez or someone like that. If they're not gonna, be a keystone of your team.
They're not gonna make or break me. So I'll just make a move. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's okay. I can find Marco Gonzalez's replacement on waivers.
Very, very true.
So I have no problem trading someone like that away, and just taking a shot with Cody Allen. It doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's no problem.
Yeah.
So that was my rationale with that trade.
And it's all about the end game too.
Yeah.
So if you can, if he turns into an elite closer again, and you have him for the playoff run, then you're
and that's you're all. And that's all. So I'm eyeing Yates, Brad Hand. I think Nick Anderson has to get that closer's job. It's Miami.
Yeah, he probably will at some point. If exactly. He pitching the
so
way
Nick
he does.
Anderson, and then you give me a good Cody Allen. That's 4 pretty damn good closers heading into the playoffs. I'm okay with that. And then you just figure out the staff on the fly. Even the staff I have right now. We'll talk about your team in a second. Even the staff I have right now, I like Pablo Lopez. His peripherals look great.
Yeah, he's still got the upside, too.
Yeah, his peripherals look great. Yep. His ERA is a bit inflated, I think. His whip is 1.16. I'll take that. 33 strikeouts and 32 innings pitched. I like him. And I liked him going into the year, too. So, you know, we'll see if that ERA comes down. I like Trevor Richards, like Turnbull. Zach Davies he'll probably be back on waivers at some point.
Yeah, he's like a streamer, I think.
Yeah, he's someone you
poor man's Hendricks.
Yeah, and I do like Zach Eflin too. He's probably the one guy I'll keep on the roster. I do like him.
Yeah, he kind of looks like he's supposed to be what Pivetta was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Or he will be what Pivetta was supposed to be.
Yeah, so I do like Zach Eflin. I mean, he's my de facto ace of the staff, which doesn't speak well for me. But, if I could just fill out the staff with some solid 2s and 3s, I'm not going to have an ace. But fill it up with some solid 2s and 3s, and then and just work.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and then just work around these elite middle relief pitchers that don't cost you anything. And just try to focus on the offense.
Exactly, and then you literally spent nothing on pitching. You still
I spent
have a good
nothing
staff.
On pitching. I traded him, and I get a guy like Bogarts. I'm a little down on Will Myers, though. I'm trying to trade him, as you know.
Yeah, but, he's always been a streaky guy.
Yeah, I'm a little. I'll try and trade him for something. His next hot streak. I'm a little down on him, but he'll play every day for me until I make a move. But I'm not going to give him away for nothing, but. I am looking to move him.
Probably wait till he gets hot.
Yeah.
He'll have a month where he'll hit like 10 bombs.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for Biggio and Hayes to come up, plug him in the lineup. That'll help a little bit. My boy Yandy doing Yandy things.
Yeah, man, you call it.
I mean, there's other calls, you know, whatever, that I've made that don't look like they're panning out so far, but that's okay. You go down a limb, hit on some, you'll miss on some.
Of course.
Yes, yes. But now to you. You and your elite team, you made a couple moves I like. Nate Lowe, I was in on.
Oh, no. Did you bid on him?
I had my eye on him. I didn't actually place a bid, but I had my eye.
For sure. Yeah, I realize, like, now if you like a guy, just pick him up. Like, I'm not missing on anyone else. I'm not saying he's Soto. He's not going to be Soto. But if you like a guy, just get him. You're not going to.
You know, a move I do regret. I actually drafted Michael Chavis knowing he'd be good. And because I am really high on Michael Chavis. Really high on him.
Yeah.
I Fister, wish he was on the team right now. Yes, sir, he does. And I tried trading for him, and Fister said no. I'm really high telling on Michael Chavis. I do like him a lot.
Yeah, that always hurts when you draft
and
him.
And I even knew there was some possibility he'd get starts at second. Now it looks like not only is he getting starts at second, he's running away with the job. So that one hurts.
Yeah,
I do like him.
It's not like they're going to give it to Pedroia when he comes back.
No,
I mean, why would you play Pedroia? Yeah.
And that and with the second base eligibility, oh, man. He's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a big-time move. That's a move.
Fister's been making some good
moves.
He's
had
a
good year this year. I've been a little hard on him.
Yeah, picking up
Vogelbach. Like he better last year, but he's doing well this year.
Yeah, he's managing well.
He's managing well. He's doing a good job. We'll give it to him. We'll give it to him. So let's see. You got Carter Kieboom, who I drafted like 2 years ago.
Hello.
Yeah, you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah,
hey,
you hear me? Yeah, I'm here. Yo.
Still there? Hello?
Yo.
Yo, are you back?
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
Yo, so the sound just cut out again. I have to hold the phone to my ear.
Damn, I don't know, man.
Are you holding the phone to your ear?
No, I got headphones in, like with a mic on it.
Oh, God damn it.
That might be a good idea going forward. Get one
hold
of those,
on, give me
then
one
you can
sec.
Walk
yeah,
around.
The sound just cut out again. Give me one sec. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It sucks, but we'll just do it like this. That's fine.
Yeah, get some cheap headphones with the mic on it, and then you can just put it in your
pocket. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do going forward.
Yeah.
I'll go pick that up this week.
Michael Chavis. Yeah, my team, I mean, I'm kind of standing pat, too. Obviously, Caleb Smith has panned out way better than expected. I just
Hold on, Jeff. Let me figure this out 1 second.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because I want to look up stuff as we're talking. It's really hard with it's really hard if I'm holding the phone in my ear. Give me 1 sec here. Okay. I guess it's not going to work out. That's fine. We'll just do it like this for now.
We can do a shorter one. I mean, it's whatever.
I pretty much know your team anyways. So, you had Nate Lowe, Carter Kieboom.
Yeah, a couple of potential guys. He had a couple homers. Now he's cooled off.
He has 3 hits. 2 of them are homers. So.
Yeah. Renfroe, I'm cutting. He was just a speculative ad. He's got power, but he sucks.
No. Renfroe sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. It's always good to have a couple spots like that. You just kind of pick up a guy, see if he sticks.
You stream. Speaking of Alex Gordon, I'm waiting to cool off. He's just really good. I'm just convinced he's good at this point because I picked him up at the end of last year too, and I put him in the utility, and he helped carry me to a championship. So I just took a flyer on him again this year, and you know what?
Is he still hitting?
He's still pretty good. I mean, check his ranking in the league. He's like top 60.
Okay. I mean,
he's just riding him at the utility.
Yeah, Hunter Dozier's been sick.
Yeah, Dozier's been sick.
Mondesi's been good.
Mondesi's been a monster. I think he's like the 8th-ranked player or something.
Yeah, the only thing he's not great on is on base.
But even then, he's like 3 – oh, okay, I was going to say he's like 320. Even that's not like not god-awful for the other counting stats he gives you.
If he steals 40, 50 bags, hits 25 bombs. I mean, that's sick.
Who cares about your 320? That's fine.
He's got 30 ribbies already, I think, so.
Yeah, no, he's – I mean, I saw him on a lot of – post-type sleeper list this coming into this year. I still wasn't sure on him, though.
Yeah, he seemed like one of those dudes people were really hot and cold on. Like, he was either going to be a monster or he was going to be terrible.
Yeah.
So far.
And
so
you know what? And that's what they all said. Either bat, like, just above the Mendoza line, or he'll be Javi Baez.
Yep. And it looks like he's going to be Baez.
Yeah,
more speed, less power. But
yeah.
I'm pumped for. Have you seen Yordan Alvarez?
He's looking good. He might. Come up to be DH.
That will be fun. Yeah, Tyler White's not doing it, man. They need to just get him out of there. So that's exciting.
And they have too many guys in the farm system.
They do, man. And Tucker's not even hitting anymore.
Tucker's not hitting. I mean, they got Derek Fisher, but Alvarez is their new guy, and he's probably the guy who's next in line for a shot.
Yeah, he's been killing it. He's got like a 500 on base, 412, hitting 412.
Yeah, so he'll get his shot, so that'll be good for you.
That'll be fun. Trey is coming back in a couple weeks. I need his steals. I haven't had like any since.
Yeah.
But yeah. Steals, I mean, it's whatever.
And then how are you on KB these days?
I mean, his at bats look better, but his stat line today is like what he does every day: 1-for-3 with a walk and 2 runs. It's like good on base, a run or two. That's it. Like, there's no power. He's not going to steal any more bags. He might have 5 steals for the season. I don't know. He's a good real life player, but I don't know what happened to his power. I mean, I'm sure he'll still have a month where he hits like 10, 15 bombs, but. We really don't
know. I'll still take him. I just don't know what I'd give you for him.
I know. That's why I don't really want to move him. I keep asking for Baez, and he's like, all right, if you give me Brian, I'll give you Baez. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know.
Straight up?
Part of me wants to say I'm take it and run because Baez is sick except on base.
Straight up?
Well, he basically said, bring Brian to the table and we'll talk.
Okay. If it's straight up, I don't – I don't even know if that passes. I mean, no, obviously we'll pass it because it's not a lopsided trade by any means. Both players have track records. But, if it's straight up Bryant for Baez, I'll take that and run.
What, me, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Bryant hasn't done anything in, like, 2 years.
Yeah, I'd take that shit and run.
Yeah, I mean, he does have better value. Baez is only, like, a 13th rounder, but that's good enough.
I mean, we act like, oh, 30th rounder. It's not like you're going to keep for the next 20 years. It's fine.
Right. Exactly.
Like, so we can't obsess too much over that. As long as they're kept in, like, later rounds, then it's okay. Like, even if it's, like, 13th round keeper, how old's Baez? 26?
Yeah, he's, like, what, 26? Exactly. So.
Okay. So he'll hit the entire time you keep him, and when he doesn't hit, he won't have value anyway, so it's fine.
And he'll probably have second, short, and third base every year, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Super valuable.
That's what I'm saying.
And even if he doesn't steal as much, he might only steal 10 bags.
That's all you need.
He's going to hit 35 bombs, you know.
That's all you need. Like, if up and down your lineup you have guys who steal you a handful of bags, that's all you really need. Now, Trey Turner, he's one of those rare dudes who can go 20-40 on you.
Yes.
But, no, I mean, if you look at my lineup, I don't have a ton of speed, but just, you know, a handful of steals sprinkled all throughout the lineup for the most part.
And I'm
competitive in steals. I'm not elite. But I'm competitive. I'm looking to acquire more steals. I could use a few more, but I am competitive at least, and that's all you can really do.
Is anyone really elite in steals anymore? I feel like there just aren't enough guys.
Well, like, if you have your specialist, then yeah.
Yeah. I mean, D was stealing a lot early, but he hasn't stolen in like a couple weeks now.
I hate hunting for strictly steals. That's why I just I like to get a bunch of players who could do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's never worth it.
Yeah, and that's why I picked up Colton Wong, even though he's cooled off a little bit. He plays second, give you a handful of homers, handful of steals, good on base. He could play on my team.
He let off the other day too.
He leads off. Yeah, he can play on my team. You know what I mean? Good lineup. He can play on my team anytime.
Carpenter keeps batting. Carpenter's been struggling big time, so they might move Wong up there permanently.
Yeah, which is
then he's batting in front of Goldie.
Yeah, that's good. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's
he
sick.
Can play for me.
No, why not? Especially at second base.
Yeah, give me 15 homers, 20 stolen bases, ish. Yeah, I'm fine with ish. That. Yeah, ish. Healthy on base. I'm good.
You got a great lineup around it, so why not?
So, stuff like that. So those are the kind of players I kind of look for. I'll get Aaron Hicks back. I expect Hicks to just hit. Clint Frazier on the DL again, so surprise, surprise.
Yeah, seriously, ridiculous.
Once it gets Hicks back at the top of that lineup, that's a nice It's a nice little roster I got going offensively. It's not, I wouldn't call it elite, but I think Smitty's roster is elite offensively.
I keep waffling on his. Some days I look at his lineup, I'm like, it's ridiculously good. And then some days I'm like, eh.
No, he has a ridiculously good lineup.
Well, I mean, I think we all called it. That Moustakas-Conforto trade with Baker was an absolute steal.
Mm-hmm.
I was pissed. I couldn't believe Baker did that. Yeah, he does have a really good team.
Yeah, he does, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Because he can hit – okay, even the week – and that's when we were shit-talking, me and him. Even the week where he slit like 30 homers against me, he only beat me 5-3.
And then he hit like 3 the next week or something.
You only beat me 5-3. Yeah. Like, dude, you're that elite offensively. You need to put me away like 8-2, 9-1.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, he's only got – oh, wait, no, he has 8 this week. That's okay. But, yeah, exactly. You got it. When your team goes off like that, you have to win at least 7-3.
You have to put me away. You have to put me away. And you didn't do it. And that speaks to me as a manager because I'm like, oh, okay, you're killing me here. Let me at least steal a few categories over there and just
mitigate the losses.
Yeah, and that's, and, you know. So I'm hanging around. I like my team by no means is playing great right now, but it's hanging around 500. If I beat what's his name? Grelk this week.
Grelk.
I'll be in the playoffs. So that's fine. And I'm not even playing well right now, and I'm still like figuring out my pitching, which is going to be that's going to at least take me the first half of the season to get that figured out.
There's no rush.
Yeah, no, because you can only make so many moves at a time, too.
Exactly.
So.
And you need to give guys time.
Yeah. I am turning over the roster though, and just seeing who sticks and who doesn't. I mean the pitching will come around. It'll be competitive, and it's just how you manage. And then once you get to the playoffs, it's about winning individual categories. You can be elite on paper, but like how Smitty blew me away. It's like, well, whatever. If I beat him, I can still beat him 5-4.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So that's how we play it.
I'm not developing my pitching, but, there's a couple guys. Like, you know, Ronaldo Lopez, pick him up, see if he sticks.
No, but he had an outing where he pitched he had 14 strikeouts. 14 and the next one he gets lit up.
Well, no, that was his last outing, the 14
Case. Is that his last one?
He's pitching tonight against Boston. I'm throwing him out there. He could easily get lit up.
See, that's what I'm saying. And I don't want. So I'm like gun shy now when it comes to starting pitchers. Like I almost don't even want to start you. Like let me just nurse my my ratios and get a bunch of saves so I can get 3 out of the 5 categories.
Yeah, your strategy is different. So yeah, make sure you get 3 categories.
You know what I mean? Yeah, my strategy is no, but you know what I mean. But like, I'm just so gun shy now because of what happened earlier in the season. I'm just getting lit up every freaking week. It gets old, man. It's frustrating.
My first 2 weeks were like that. I hated it. Every pitcher, every single pitcher got lit up.
And they have good and on paper they have good matchups and they still get lit up. You're just like
exactly.
What the fuck?
It's like Detroit or Sox. It's like, and you're like come on, man.
Like, what the fuck do you want from me? So I'm just like. You know, so it's just like, oh, I'm like, fuck this, you know, like, let me just nurse my ratios. And then I'll try and sprinkle on a few starters so I can at least get the 15 inning limit and just hope for the, and just like cross my fingers. I don't know what to do. It's just, it's so frustrating. And I don't want to go back to strategy where I just stream a bunch of shitty pitchers and get wins and strikeouts, you know.
No, it's not fun. It's so risky.
One, it's not fun, and two, you're not guaranteed to win strikeouts or wins when you do that.
Exactly. You could just fuck up your whole pitching for the week.
Yeah, and I've done that a few times. So I'm like, you know what? This sucks too. So I just got to figure something else out. It's frustrating, but I'm trying to figure it out. I'm working through that.
I think you got the right way though. You got to build offense first.
You have to. You gotta.
It's ridiculous too. Otherwise,
speaking of offense, Yandy's up right now.
Yandy
against Straley. I like his chances.
Oh wow, Dan Straley.
You know Straley's always been decent, man. He hangs around. He's a good back end starter.
He'll make. He's always had a job.
Yeah.
Well, as my dad always says, he's like, you know, that guy makes a lot of money. It's like, yeah, he does. He has a whole career. You know, he probably pitches in the league for 10 years. In and out.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like he's someone who should be on a roster that sticks, you know? Like, he's a good back-end starter.
Like 4 or 5.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with him back there. You see all these guys getting lit up. Like, Straley can stick.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Another problem with pitching, too, is the guys are going to get shut down. Like, Smitty, Chris Paddock for sure is
going to. Yeah. And like, I don't even want to deal with all that. Let's just get so frustrating. Exactly. Because then so you might just get, or cut him or
exactly. You might get 3/4 of a season out of him, and then next year he could just suck, and you never know.
Yeah. No, there's so many frustrating things with pitching.
I mean, his pitching, I guess his pitching.
Well, Kluber just went down. So.
Yeah, Kluber's done for months. So he's got Paddock, Bieber. Leclerc lost the closer.
Yes,
job.
He did.
Musgrove and Boyd have been good. So, I mean, he doesn't have elite pitching.
But Edwin Diaz, he's probably got the best closer. Well, not probably. He has the best closer in the game.
Yeah.
No, I'll go with probably. Kirby Yates is pretty damn good.
Diaz hasn't been as dominant as last year, but he's still been damn good.
And then Hader's lost his luster. He's been getting lit up.
Yeah, what are his numbers looking like? Oh, wow. I mean, it's still a .75 whip, though.
Oh, yeah, no, he's fantastic. He can,
Jesus, 31 Ks and 14
points. I mean, yeah, he can play on my
absurd.
Team. But his, but yeah, Hader costs money.
Yeah,
my guys don't. Exactly. You know, it's great. Yeah, that's why I pretty much gave away all my pitching. I paid for it earlier in the year, but I think I have a strategy that'll kind of get me through right now until I find some pitchers. You just gotta keep your eye on the waiver wire, pick up.
Yeah, and there's no reason to panic either. If you need to make a move at the deadline, you make a move.
I'll make a move
because at that point you'll kind of know. You'll know what you have.
Yeah.
It's still too early to make huge, drastic moves, in my opinion. I mean, you got to give it, like, you know, at least 6 weeks. Although, I guess it's almost been 6 weeks.
Yeah, but to your point, I did make some moves that you've capitalized on.
Which ones?
Luke Weaver. Looks pretty good. And I cut him because I'm just like, fuck this. I'm not going to wait around.
We'll see, though. He didn't pitch well against the Cubs.
Yeah,
he's still kind of.
You know, but I mean, he's looked decent since I cut him for the most part. You made another move. I don't have your roster in front of me.
Pitcher or hitter?
I want to say pitcher. I'll look right now. Hold on.
Strom. Well, it's not Strom.
Well, yeah, you had good patience on Strom. You hung in there with him.
Yeah, otherwise, I added Velasquez, but he didn't do too well.
Yeah, Velasquez I caught too.
Yeah, he's always been kind of like sexy, but.
Yeah, Pivetta, you're showing really good patience with him. I don't know if I would be as patient.
Yeah, he's a late keeper. I'm not going to cut him. There's no reason to cut him right now, in my opinion. I might cut C-Mart, actually, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, so you got Ronaldo going today. I'll be curious to see how he pitches.
Yeah, against Boston. Yeah, we'll see.
Good call on Caleb Smith.
Yeah, right now he's definitely my ace, obviously. Wheeler's been really up and down. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Erod's been up and down. All my pitching's been really inconsistent, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, to our credit, we were all high on the Marlins staff.
Yep. Me, you, and Smitty all called it, those three dudes. I'm glad I got the best one so far.
You do. You do.
But I actually wanted Richards more.
I wanted Richards more, too. So once I saw him back on the waiver wire, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hang on to him. Let me see what he does, a couple outings. I do like him.
Yeah. No, that's a good ad. Why not?
That's why it didn't cost me anything either. And then you guys bid for him before, and I'm just like, yeah, he'll come to me.
Yeah.
He'll come to me for nothing.
It makes it extra sweet when you get a guy that everyone else dropped.
Yeah, and that's what Smitty was trying to do with me right now. That's why he picked up Scott Kingery.
Oh, yeah, I wanted him.
Yeah. He got hurt right away. He was doing that to try and stick it to me. But he bid $7 on him, and he got hurt. And he kept him on his roster because of his pride.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
I know that's what he did.
No reason for him to be holding him right now.
Yeah,
he's
got
80 prospects.
You need to be cutting him. But I know he's proud. He's like, it's going to be one of those if he hits. He's like, yeah, I told you.
Yeah,
I'm like, whatever.
Speaking of hitting, Joey Gallo.
Dude, man, I miss him.
He's ranked 6th overall.
Yeah, I love that fucking guy.
I think he took the next step this year.
Yeah. I mean, I had him on my roster a couple of years ago. I had two keepers, and I had to cut one in. And it was between him and Alex Bregman, and I chose Bregman, which was the right move. Even though Gallo's better at this moment,
But yeah, no. Bregman's shortstop eligibility, yeah. Third base.
Yeah. So I made the right move, but damn it, I wish I had both. Oh.
Oh, man. Gallo. He was one of those dudes who went on everyone's team, too. He was on, like, four teams that year.
Yeah, God, I like Gallo.
He's such a fun player to watch, too.
Yeah. He is.
Damn it. Nate Lowe, come on, man.
Is he up right?
Oh, he just got out.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm watching the game, too.
Oh, I'm actually not watching. I just updated the app.
Oh, okay.
And my team's cold today. I'll take a 6-4 victory if I can keep it.
Yeah, I'm trying to hang on 6-4. That's all I need.
Yeah, 6-4.
If you win 6-4 every week, you'll be in first place.
Exactly. And especially if it's a tough matchup, just win 6-4 and then blow out the bad teams.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You don't always blow out the bad teams.
No, you don't. They have a good week. And yeah, Paul's team is terrible, though. His team should be getting blown out.
You don't always blow out the good teams. Or the bad teams, rather.
Yeah, and sometimes you blow out the good teams. It's just...
Yeah, it's weird, you know. It's weird. Well, I mean, if you really think about it, the variance between – well, maybe not so much right now, but if you look at the standings by year's end, like maybe the top 10 teams, the variance between first and 10th is not that much statistically. Like, first place team might be winning at a 57% clip. And the 10th place team might be winning at, like, a 46% clip.
You know I guess I mean? That's fair.
You know what I mean? So, like, if you really think about it in the grand scheme of things, like, everyone's pretty decent, with the exception of maybe one or two teams who are just freaking horrible.
It's like two. There's usually two every year.
Yeah.
That just so are basically farm that, systems for everyone else.
Yeah. So every week is essentially a tough matchup because you don't know what you're getting from each team in any given week. So that's why I try not to look on the standings like too much. Oh, I got the 10th place team this week. Yeah, but like, you know, they could beat you 6-4.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point. They could get hot at the right time. You can get cold and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, look at Pfister's team at the very last week of last year. I mean, he wasn't really managing it, but my God, they went off every single freaking day.
Yep. He has Yelich.
Yeah, but maybe it's – well, yeah, it wasn't just Yelich doing damage. It was everybody on his
team. But Yelich – second half Yelich was absurd last year.
Right. But I'm just talking about that very last week.
Yeah, I think he had like 30 bombs.
Yeah, I felt like he hit 5 homers a day. It was insane.
He kept talking up his team. I mean, I'll give him credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a good one now. We'll see what happens.
He does, but
and he said you're trying to get Foltynewicz from him back.
I am, yeah.
I see him at the end of the day and he's like, Mark keeps sending me these offers, Foltynewicz and Chavis. Man, and he keeps making the offers worse. I'm like,
you get like a daily report.
Well, no, like at the end, you know, like whatever. Watch MLB TV, like last 30 minutes of the day, usually, and we'll just talk about baseball.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny.
I kind of want a roommate like that.
Oh, dude, it's great, man. Like, I don't even see him that much, but we usually, you know, just like watch baseball at the end of the night.
That's perfect. That's all you need. That's perfect.
Because I just shit talk him about his team and stuff. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Oh, man. He keeps making the offers worse.
That's what he said. He's like, yeah, I rejected one, and then he gave me a worse offer.
Most of the time, it's like I don't even remember what I initially offered. This is just me at work or just playing on my phone, just making offers, hoping to get a counter offer. That's all. That's all I'm really looking for. You just counter me.
And does anyone ever counter, though?
Very rarely. On occasion, I'll get a counter. But yeah, all I'm looking for is just start a dialogue. Just give me a counter and we'll talk. And if like see we get, happens. Yeah, if we get a little closer, then we can actually like talk.
No, that's the fun part: starting a dialogue and then you kind of haggle a little bit.
Yeah, that's all.
But unfortunately, most people aren't that available. But I don't know.
People are available. They just people are available. No, is that?
I think people are scared to trade too.
Why is that?
Well, I think. I don't know. A lot of people might not feel like they value guys enough, evaluate guys enough, or they're scared of trading their studs, even if it's a good deal.
Yeah. I'm not scared of dealing. That's for sure.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll make deals.
Just, yeah, I'm going to keep trying for bias.
It's just fantasy, you know what I mean? Like,
listen, yeah, it's fantasy baseball. We'll be fine.
Like, what right? is this? Oh, I'm going to hang on to my cards. No, man, just play, man. Let's make some moves. It's fun.
Yeah. It's, I mean, there's a couple dudes you'll never trade. Like, I'm not trading Hoskins. You'll probably never trade Bryce. Or Acuna.
Acuna,
right?
I'll probably never trade. Bryce, I could trade him because he's not a key. Well, he is, but a first round. So
yeah, so it's not that good of value.
It's not any value, you know. But I mean, one could make the argument I could probably just draft him, but I'm not willing to take that chance.
Yeah, he might be taken. He probably would have been taken before Goldie. So
yeah, so by that metric, and if I get first place in the league again, then he won't make it to me. So you got to keep him.
Exactly.
So you just keep him. Well, Trey Mancini is actually decent. What the hell?
I know. I drafted him. I'm mad and I dropped him. Yeah. But I don't think he's going to sustain that.
Yeah, is that did I say that right? 342? Is that what he's hitting right now? That's crazy.
Is that his average or on base?
Well, I mean, on TV, they normally show the average. I know we're conditioned to look at on base now, but on TV, they still.
I know. I forget about that. Damn, he's got a 397. On base, 6 homers, 24 runs. Yeah.
Damn, that'll play.
Yeah, and he's in a shitty lineup in a good ballpark, so.
That'll play. Well, Dwight Smith's pretty good. I keep waiting on him to suck, but he's actually
Chris Davis.
Chris Davis.
Oh, man. Yeah, Baker's team's actually in rough shape.
Yeah, his team's actually horrible.
It's actually one of the worst teams.
Yeah. No, he's not going to make the playoffs this year.
I mean, he's got some pieces.
We all have pieces. It's 12.
But he's got, but he's got some big holes.
Yeah, he won't make the playoffs this year.
He's got Senzel. Yeah, I forgot Senzel started today.
That'll be good for him, but I don't think he'll be elite right away.
Wow, Daniel Murphy's hurt again. Wow,
is he
sore back? That dude has made of glass.
You know what? Every time I'm about to drop Hampson, I just shouldn't. Because I've thought about dropping him.
One.
I've been thinking about dropping him so many times. Because he's not hitting either, but I know his potential. Ugh.
Yeah, but it's so crowded there.
Not right now. Well, if Murphy's hurt, no, he'll play. You slide McMahon over the first, and Hampson plays at second. And plus, freaking Ian Desmond's not going to play every day. He'll get some starts in center.
Yeah.
And if he hits, if he actually starts hitting, he's going to play his way in that lineup.
If he does, otherwise I might just call it Brendan Rodgers, who's been.
And if that's
well.
The case, then I cut him for sure because that's just too crowded for me at that point.
Yeah, that's way they have way too many bats.
Yeah,
but they still give Tapia some starts.
Yeah,
I mean it's good for the team, but it's not good.
It's
for
not
fans,
good for me. Huh?
Unless it's Story, Blackman, or Arenado, they're just rotating dudes.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Trevor Story though, oh, he's a stud.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what he's doing this year, but last year he had some monster numbers.
He's pretty much on pace for the same.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, let's see.
I remember I had him on my team at 1.2. But that was like a long time ago. Yeah, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's got 8 bombs, 7 steals.
Yeah. You don't know how people pan out. It's hard to fucking say. I've added and dropped just about everybody, so it doesn't matter. I could probably say that about anybody. Like, oh, yeah, I had him on my team at 1 point. Yeah.
So yeah, I had him 5 years ago before he was good.
Yeah, does that count?
Totally. Like we all had Baez on our team.
Yeah,
at one point.
We did. That shit's frustrating, but whatever.
Oh man, and that trade got fucking vetoed. I had the trade that was Baez and Gallo from Paul.
Oh god.
Oh, that would have been pretty nice. Yeah. Just like yours was vetoed.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, an eye for an eye. Huh?
Yep. What?
Oh, man. Oh, if Hoskins and Baez and Mati. Oh, that would play. That would play so.
God damn. That'd be.
Oh, just don't even play. Yeah, just don't even play. Just it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, Hoskins is sick, too.
Hoskins,
I love that
so
dude.
Fucking good. And you called that, too. You're like, he's going to be a fucking monster. Hitting behind
he's
Bryce.
Eating this year.
Yeah. He's going to be 40 and 120. He's just killing them.
Yeah, he's got 9 bombs, 25 ribbies, 409 on base.
Yeah, plus he's getting on base, too. He's not just slugging.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and Bryce is going to get on base in front of him, so.
Bryce is struggling a bit, right?
Yeah, but he's always going to get on base in front of him.
Let me see.
But he's not hitting well.
Let's see.
But even see the thing I like about Bryce, even when he's struggling, he still makes an impact because he gets on base. He'll still score some runs. You know, so he's never like ice cold for me, at least from a fantasy perspective. And that's what I value about him the most. Last year, he had a quote-unquote shitty year. He was still incredibly valuable, you know.
34-13, 100-100.
Yeah.
393, that's
– Yeah, but, like he, but he had a bad year. But he had a bad year.
Yeah, because he hit, what, like 240?
Yeah, who cares? I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. No one cares. Yeah. It's all about on base.
Get on base. And his counting stats were there. I'm good.
Yeah, damn, he had a good year.
Yeah, you think so, but, I mean, going around baseball, like, yeah, he was okay. I'm like, no, he was awesome. I'm like, no, he's actually fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be Mike Trout.
No. Well, those days were. There was a time where you could have compared the two, but no, that ship is set.
It's not even close.
Yeah, no, it's Mike Trout and everybody else.
Have you seen his on base this year?
What is he, like 460?
492.
Jesus Christ.
And that's 93 at-bats into the season.
And that's without Sauce either.
Jesus. That guy... And he still has seven bombs. Like,
yeah.
They're completely pitching around him, and he still has seven bombs, God. 20 ribbies.
If this guy's sauced. Not that he needs to, but it's, like, he's one of those guys. I'm like, what if he just, like, unleashes, like, everything? Just like...
Like, if he played in the 90s?
Played in the 90s, just everything to the max. Like, it'd be fun to see that stuff, you know?
60-60 seasons.
Yeah, like... Yeah, I mean, I know you're not a basketball like guy, but just, like, I'll make a basketball metaphor. Like, I'm watching Kevin Durant right now.
Yeah.
He's just playing at the top of his game right now. He's averaging, like, 35 a game right now. But he's, like, he's within the confines of the offense, and he's being efficient doing it. Part of me just wants to see him, like, yo, just put up, like, 20, 30 shots a night. And just fucking just go for, like, 60 a night. And you could probably do it, but, like, he's like, eh.
Yeah, there's no reason to when you got
all I know. But that's why I always see Mike Trout. I'm like, what if Mike Trout sauced? He'd just be insane.
I know. He's just some normal stocky dude, too. Like, imagine if he, like, was, like, super ripped and, like, actually tried to – well, not that he doesn't try, but, yeah, if he really, like, got lean and shit, he could probably steal, like, 50.
I mean, he's getting on base, like, 50% of the time without sauce.
Yeah, 49% of the time. Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
And he still has seven bombs. It's like they don't pitch to him.
They don't
pitch. Every time they do, he homers or God.
Well, who's protecting him in that lineup? It's not Pujols.
That's what I don't understand. That's the amazing thing is he has no protection at all.
Because they're pitching the Pujols.
That lineup is terrible. Like LaStella's leading off.
LaStella's actually been playing well, which is
good. I know. Good for him. Good for him, man.
I don't know where the hell his power came from, but
yeah, he had like
he has seven one homers. Homer a year. Yeah, he has seven homers so far this year.
Juiced balls, man.
It is juice balls. Is he hitting directly in front of fucking Trout? Is that it?
Actually, yeah, that must be
it. That has to be it. He's getting pitches to hit. It has to be. There's no other explanation for that.
And he's a good fastball hitter. That actually makes sense. Yeah. They're going to throw him fastballs.
And I guess everybody in the majors is strong enough to get it over the fence. Like, you know.
Yeah, but I think some dudes just – it's their swing. Like, you know, it's more of a line drive swing.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe LaStella is good. I don't know.
God.
He's always been a good on-base guy.
Yeah, he always had great at-bats.
So if he's hitting for power, too, he might actually be good.
I kept thinking about it. I'm like, should I add him?
I thought about it. But I saw him too many years in Chicago. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not adding. I'm like, I'm not wasting a roster spot on this guy.
If he hits in front of Trout,
Or he's going to give me, like, Scooter Jeanette production all of a sudden.
Maybe.
Just come out of nowhere.
That would be amazing.
He might. I'd be so mad.
Oh, my God. God, Cody Bellinger, dude. He's awesome. On base is 514.
That's insane. I've been trying to trade. obviously, I'm not going to get him now, but before the season,
I tried to
trade for him, and Tim Kyle was not giving him up. And yeah, I threw a bunch of good offers at him, too, and he's just like, no.
Me, too. I didn't think he'd be this good, but I think – everyone thought he'd pretty much be absurd this year. He had a sophomore mini slump last year.
Yeah, so I was going to get him on the low a little bit. But I threw everything at him pretty much, and he said no. And good for him.
Yeah. Bellinger and Judge, although Judge is dead right now.
Yeah, he'll wake up. I'm not going to trade for him, though, just because he's an outfielder. I don't need any more of those.
Nah. His team's actually not that good, Tim Kyle.
I'd have to look at it. Let me look at now.
I mean, he does have Jose Ramirez, Bellinger, and Judge, but I mean, Josh Bell, Scope is nothing. Galvis.
Gallus will cool off. I think Biggio is going to go come take his job soon. Or his roster spot. Or, yeah, his just spot in the lineup, rather. Yeah, let me look at his team. Let's see how they're doing this year. Josh Bell's been playing well.
Yeah, he could be breaking out for power.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of power this year.
Jose Ramirez will heat up, so you got to keep that in mind. Mikel Franco, he could play right now.
Yeah, look at his stats, damn.
Yeah. Jonathan Schoop.
Okay. Yeah, Scope is bad.
Bellinger's awesome. Galvis is cooling off. Winker's just this white dude who's going to hit 30 homers and give you like a 300 on base while doing it. I really like Framil Ramirez. He's not getting on base right now, but I really like that guy.
Yep.
I really like that guy. Jose Martinez, I've thought about picking him up. I don't know if he's getting full playing time. I don't know his story, so I just like, yeah.
Damn, his whole team is dead right now.
Yeah, so he'll regress. Luis Garcia is whatever. I mean, yeah, he's got some guys. I don't know who he's hanging. Like, Christian Stewart, I don't know why you're hanging on to him. You can cut him.
No.
Odubel Herrera, I'd cut. Yeah, Tyler O'Neill, I'd cut. Frazier, I'd cut. Yeah, there's a bunch of guys I'm not even hanging on to. His pitching staff's not that great either. Snell's been struggling. Hamill's been good to start the year.
He's got Verlander.
Yeah. Oh, does he have Verlander?
Yeah, it's nothing special. Yeah, he does.
Oh, there it is. I missed that. Okay. And then Brandon Woodruff not doing much. I mean, he's got the K's, but his ERA and WHIP are not good. So, happy to trade him. You know? So
and see, pitchers, man. Like, Blake Treinen's been really bad this year. And he was absolutely insane last year.
Yeah.
He had a 0.78 ERA and a 0.8 WHIP last year. Yeah. Jesus.
Colomb's pitching well for him. Davis is doing well. But, see, Davis is doing well, but I have Diego Castillo, who's giving me the same exact production as Wade Davis. Paid nothing for him.
Look at Wade's WHIP. He's going to blow up.
That's what I'm saying.
1.41. That's
yep. No, so, and he'd have those hiccups last year, too, so I was comfortable trading him. Colomb, he's actually looked pretty good to start the year. He just picked up Romo again. He can have him. I don't care about Romo.
And Sean Kelly, I think, is going to close in Texas.
Yeah, I had a bid on Kelly. I just like, I wasn't really trying to get him. I knew someone would outbid me. But
if no one wants him, you'll take him.
You know. Yeah. I just didn't want Smitty to get him. That's all I cared about. Yeah, his team's whatever. His team will regress.
Yeah, I mean, he'll make the playoffs. But
it's his team will regress.
I mean, every team has holes.
Yeah,
every
even Smitty's team is only 3.5 games better than me. And my team's, like, been struggling. His team's supposedly been great. So, yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
He's up 7-3.
Yeah, I see he picked up Jake Bowers again. He's just stubborn. That's all.
Yeah, he loves him. I had him, and then
I he's just stubborn. Him. I had a bit on Bowers, too, but.
I mean, he's just – I don't think he's ever going to be elite.
I don't think he's ever – yeah, 20 homers, you might get you a handful of steals, too, but I don't think he's a big deal.
He's a bottom of the order guy. Like
yeah,
six,
I don't
seven.
Think he's a big deal. Pete Alonso, yeah, he's fucking awesome.
Damn, Alonso's been ridiculous.
He's been real stubborn with Kingery.
It's those guys stubborn. That you like.
Huh?
It's those guys. No, that's what we all do. If you know someone else is on them, you're going to hold them for longer. Yeah.
Well, I hope it's detrimental to his team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hope that he was going to add someone else, and he doesn't add them because he's holding Kingery.
Because now he's got Kluber out there. You need to put Kluber on the DL. He has to make a move because you have to cut Kingery. There's no reason to keep him.
Nah.
You got to cut him. Nah, I mean, Dante Bo Bichette got hit in the hand, too.
Yeah, he's out 2 months, I think.
Yeah, so that's kind of good news for me because Biggio should get the call up first now.
That would be very interesting.
So that you know, I don't root for anyone to get hurt or anything like that, but just for fantasy purposes, you know, it's good for me.
Yeah, as long as they heal.
Yeah.
Heal okay.
You know, I wish everyone a fruitful and prosperous career.
Wow, who are you?
Yeah, just nice guy. Oh, speaking of fruitful, how's Hayward been?
He's still doing well, man.
Is he?
He's got.
I keep waiting on him to fall off.
I just looked the other day. Still got a 400 on base, I think.
Shit, he's good.
438 on base.
Yeah.
Even the last week, 360 391. On base.
The last couple weeks. Last weeks.
I mean, he's definitely slowed down, but he's still like fine.
He's good.
For a number eight hitter?
He's good. Like, he should be able to give you 20-20.
He should.
He should be able to give you 15-15. That's what he should do. He gives you 20-20. He plays his play a good right field for you. And we're not going to – no complaints from me.
Agreed. And, yeah, if he's batting in the bottom third of the order, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And the Cubs. Somebody break up the Cubs. Five straight. Eight out of their last 10.
They're hot.
Should I be eating my words? I don't know.
I mean, that's without Bryant's still not doing a ton.
Right.
Rizzo's definitely heating up, though.
Yeah.
Bias is bias. Yeah, no, I was super down on them. Everyone was after the first 10 games. We're like, okay, this is who they are. And then
they're only five games above 500, which, I mean, if you go by the metrics, I mean, they could finish 84 and they could finish with 84 wins, which puts them five games above 500, right?
Yeah, but that's assuming they play 500 ball the rest of the way.
Which they could. They're extremely hot right now.
Yeah, but I think they've gone, 14 and 4 their last 18.
Yeah, so, I mean, you regress a little bit. You're playing – I still that puts you at, an 84, 85 win pace. And we'll see how the rest of the NL shakes up. I mean, right now, I mean, in the way too early standings, they're in the wild card, so that's good.
Yeah. And if they sweep St. Louis, they take the lead.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Michael Wacha sucks. He's going tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean,
hopefully Darvish doesn't suck.
Hopefully he doesn't. I mean, you just want to be playing some meaningful baseball later in the season. That's all.
Yep. Just give yourself a chance.
That's all I want from this team.
As the cliche goes, you can't win the division in April, but you can lose it.
Yeah, and we definitely didn't lose it, so that's fine.
Yep. Exactly. It's going to be fun.
It'll be fun, which is good because I was worried it wasn't going to be. So
I know you're worried that it's one of those years where you just have no emotion in it. It's going to be very mediocre baseball.
And
we still got Morrow coming back. I mean,
No. I'm writing Morrow off.
You're done completely?
I'm completely done with Morrow.
You think he gets shut down?
It's not that he does get shut down. I just think he's just cooked. It's not so much the team shutting him down. I just think he's just cooked. I'm not.
He had his 1 year, two years ago,
and he got his money for it, and congratulations. And I'm done with Morrow.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to come back and put him in low leverage situations, that's fine, but you need to find yourself a late inning guy. And I don't know if that could be Strope either.
I like Strope.
I like him, but I don't know if I like him long term in that role.
He might leave after this year anyway.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Dylan Maples.
Well, you gotta give me some damn buddy.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to think who else we got. Any other prospects? I'm trying to think.
I don't even know. We drafted a shortstop, Horner or whatever.
Oh yeah, he's supposed to have one of the higher hit tools in all the minors.
Yeah, but he's a few years away.
I was reading that they think he could ascend, kind of like Chris Bryant.
We'll see.
So not this year, but next year.
Which is fine. We don't need him this year. Next year, you can put him at second.
Yeah, second or short. Let's see.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's doing.
Fangraphs. They got Russell in the minors right now. They're in no rush to bring him up.
Yeah, especially the vibe of the team right now is good.
Yeah.
They're playing well. Don't put a cloud on
it. Yeah. I suspect he'll be up later in the year and they'll make his impact. I'm all about second and third and fourth chances, man, as long as, you know, people pay their debt to society. And
yeah, he got suspended.
I hate when people bring up shit like, oh, he did this 6 years ago. It's like, fuck off, dude.
Like, people change, yeah.
Whether people change or don't, it's the people who say that shit. It's like, yeah, let me go in your closet. Let me see, you know.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck. I hate that shit. You know.
Well, yeah, it's like a religious thing. Like, why do you notice the speck in your brother's eye and you don't see the log in your own?
Yeah.
Like, why do you notice this little thing this one person did 10 years ago and you ignore all your shit?
Well, even if it's not little, you know, I'm a big believer if people pay their debt to society, like they committed a crime, they were penalized for it, they serve whatever time served, that's it. And then you just turn the page.
No, I agree.
You know, I hate that shit that just it sticks with a person. It's just like, you know. Now what he did was not good, but like, you know.
But if he truly learns and moves on, like, well, all, you got to give the guy a second chance.
I'm all about second, provided that they're talented enough. No, because it's always about that.
It is. I mean, if he wasn't a good, if he didn't have the upside, yeah, he would be done. Yeah. That's how, yeah, especially football, like, you got this Tyreek Hill stuff. But yeah, if you're good enough, you'll get more and more chances.
Right.
You know, right or wrong, that's how it is.
Yeah, so.
If you're going to put butts in the seats, I don't care. Like, you know, everyone is complaining about, the Astros were complaining about Roberto Osuna, and now I bet you no fans care because he's been insane.
No, no one cares. You know?
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's a wife beater, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude.
Now it's like, oh, yeah, she probably deserved it now.
Yeah. It's like, just get off your high horse, it's man. Like you can still watch a baseball game and not have to think he's like Jesus Christ incarnate. Like, it's okay.
Like, I could divorce myself from.
Yeah.
You know, players.
Separate
like,
the art from the artist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's there you go. That's what I was looking for there. Separate the art from the artist. Yeah, that's a perfect way to put that. Yeah, I'm not watching a game to watch a bunch of Mother Teresa's. Like they all do shit. Like we all watch the UFC, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Like stop.
Yeah, most of these dudes have anger problems and all
it's
that.
Like stop. Yeah. But it's sport, you know? Like come on.
Yeah, the reason it's so entertaining is because of the emotion.
Right.
Like, I was listening to a podcast. Fangraphs has, like, a podcast. Or it's called Rotographs. But they were talking about, you know, like, if a guy hits a home run and then you bean him his next at bat. And they were saying how stupid that is.
You're putting him on base. Why?
Exactly. They're like, that's literally the dumbest thing. You're really showing him by putting him on base. Like, that makes no sense. If anything, you get him out.
Right.
And then you show him. Like, I never understood that.
No, baseball's stupid with their unwritten rules.
There's a lot of dumb rules. And then how you can all come out of the dugout and pretend like you're going to fight.
Yeah, oh, God, there's nothing more nauseating than that.
Oh, my God.
And they're jogging. I'm like, just go back. Go back to your dugouts, guys.
It's hilarious, man.
And then there's always two people out of, like, the 50 in that, like, quote-unquote scrum that are trying to act like they're going to go after each other. Hold me back.
Like Puig or
hold
something.
Hold me back.
Yeah.
Hold me back. Like, you're not about to swing at anybody. Like, stop.
Oh my God. Well, they should do it like the NBA. Like in the NBA, if you leave the bench, you get fined or something.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that in baseball?
Because it's part of the tradition. Let's just jog out there.
It totally is tradition. Bench clearing brawl.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not a brawl. and then most of the team trying to talk to the other team and keep the peace. When really it's just two people going at it.
Yeah. And then none of them even care.
No.
Well, it's outdated because, like, back in the day, dudes would play on one team their whole career, right. So that you'd really have, like, bad blood. But now, you know, everyone's free agents all the time.
Yeah, everyone's a mercenary.
Yeah, no one cares about rivalries. Fans care way more than players.
Actually, as a fan, I don't even care. It's not even a rivalry with the team. It's just a dislike for, like, the city in general.
Yeah, it's friendly. It's whatever.
Yeah, like St. Louis. I just don't like St. Louis. I don't like the city of St. Louis. I just think it's
Green Bay.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with like the team they're putting out on the field, you know, or not as much. I still think Cubs Cardinals. That's alive. Yandy got robbed of a homer. God damn it!
By who?
Center field again? Orioles. Some Williamson. I don't even know who that is. I don't even know who the hell that is.
Some quad A player.
Yeah. Right. He took him. Wilkerson robbed him.
Wilkerson.
Damn it. That was a good ride by Yandy.
Yeah, he's been good, man.
He's a good player. Happy about
him. And he's got
first and third.
First and
so
third.
That's nice.
I mean,
I'll take that. He'll finish in the top 100 this year. I'll take that.
Yeah, Tampa is a fun team.
They are, man. They're a good team.
A lot of young talent, a lot of young good pitching. Their bullpen's insane.
Yeah.
Once Snell turns it around.
Snell and Glasnow and Martin, that's good. And then
yeah,
that's three aces right there. And then you
with that pen.
You do your whatever openers the other couple days, you're fine. You get your openers and your bulk guys.
They're a great organization.
It's smart. They're very smart.
Oh, yeah. And that Archer trade was amazing.
Yeah.
That That looks so bad for Pittsburgh.
They got Meadows in that deal, right?
Yeah, Tampa got Meadows and Glass now for Chris Archer. That's absurd.
Yeah. Even Glass now for Archer at this point. It's like, woo.
Yeah. Everyone at the time called it. They're like, that's a heavy price to pay for a mediocre pitcher.
I don't know if Archer's mediocre, though. His whip's always been there.
Wasn't it bad last year?
I don't know. I'd have to look. Maybe it was 1.3. I think it's maybe last year. Yeah, I was thinking the year before. He had a high whip.
People fall in love with his strikeouts.
Yeah.
But he's just not that good.
Yeah.
Or, you know, his upside. Those guys are the ones that always tease you. They have that game.
Yeah.
Where they pitch seven innings.
But Glasnow was so frustrating for so many years.
Oh yeah. And hey, Pfister held on to him. He did. And then almost lost him.
Yeah. God, we tried to trade for him when he was absolute garbage, too. Yeah. So we all knew.
Thank God. Thank God Smitty did not outbid Pfister on that, because that would suck.
Oh, yeah.
He would never let anyone hear the end of that either.
Nope. Well, I'm not going to outbid anybody.
Nah, your strategy worked last year. Save your money.
I'm going to save my dollars. I'm going to save my dollars. Unless it's like Mike Trout coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to pick and choose my spots on that. Unless it's like someone I really want to make sure I get. You got to kind of have an unattached attitude towards it. Mm-hmm. Save your money.
Well, I'm glad there's a couple guys who I didn't place bids for came back to me. Like Richards. Everyone wanted Richards. They placed nice bids on Richards. Caught him. I'm like, okay, I'll get him for nothing. Give him a ride.
And you did.
And I'm like, I'll give him a ride. And there's a few other guys like that.
Yeah, it's all about timing.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's easy to pick up someone when they're red hot, you know. Good man, exactly. you gotta
before.
You gotta be right before the ascension.
Exactly.
But no one's you gotta find the stock right before it ascends. Just like stock market. Yeah, it's easy to buy high. Oh, I got a great stock. Yeah, but you paid for it, so who cares?
Exactly.
You know.
But sometimes it's also all right to buy high.
Yeah. If you know it's gonna stay high, then yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you're paying for a premium guy, but you know he's gonna stay premium, then so be it. Yeah. But no, that is fun. That's a good metaphor. Yeah, that's why it's so fun to play fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
It is like it's like the stock market.
Yeah, and then I'll go back to Smitty and Kingery. He paid a price for Kingery, and then his stock plummeted right away. And he's going to be stubborn and hang on to it because he doesn't want to take a loss. He doesn't want to take a loss, so he's going to be stubborn about it.
Yep. Sunk cost fallacy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's okay.
Just let him go.
Yeah, you know, you just got cut bait. He doesn't have room on his roster for Scott Kingery.
Yeah, you can't fall in love with those guys.
And he's someone who will always tease you, too. Scott Kingery would be like a Clint Frazier type.
Maybe. Maybe he breaks out next year. I mean, you never know.
You never know. But if he does, we don't know, because a lot of these guys, they take a little later to develop. I still understand Kingery's upside, but I'm not gonna waste a roster spot. I'm trying to win now, you know.
Let's see what games are on. I just got back. I'll throw on Seattle, Cleveland. Let's see some D Gordon. This is the best app of all time, though, right?
What's that?
Easily. Oh, MLB TV is the best app of all time.
I absolutely love it.
It's incredible.
It truly is.
It's cool that you get to know all the
it's fun.
The other announcers too.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite teams?
Part of the package.
Do you have any favorite crews?
Favorite crews. I like Cleveland.
Yeah.
Tom Hamilton. Their play-by-play guy. I like them. I don't mind listening to Tampa. I've been listening to Tampa a bit because I always put on their home broadcast just because I'm curious. I'm curious to hear the homerism in the like smaller market teams.
Yeah. Florida's a cool broadcast for that too.
Yeah,
it's like
Todd Hollins,
you have to have that enthusiasm.
Whoever the hell else they got, yeah. Yeah, it's always fun to hear that. Yeah, that's an underrated part of the MLB TV.
I agree. It's nice hearing just different banter and stuff.
Cool.
I like the Rockies guys. I like the Nationals guys.
Oh, I was gonna say the Nats too. They have this guy. I think they're like not their play-by-play guy. They're
the color guy?
Their color guy. He sounds like he's like 25 years old.
FP Santangelo, dude. He's the man.
Who?
His name's FP Santangelo. He was a baseball player.
Was he?
Yeah, he played in the majors.
Okay, yeah. He sounds like he's
He like sounds a like bro. A bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a bro. He would be a bro too, but
yeah, I've never googled him. But I'm like, every time I hear him talk, I'm like, this guy sounds like such a bro. It's hilarious.
He totally does. That I think that's why I like it though, because it's like, you know, having like Romo with Jim Nantz or something.
Yeah,
you know, it's a nice Romo's contrast. Awesome. Yeah, it's nice to have that contrast of like the, you know, the straight guy doing the play by play, and then you got the colorful guy. It's perfect. Yeah, oh exactly. Man, that would be the life, dude. Being a commentator.
I know I've brought this up before, but I should have gone to college for it.
I mean, it's never too late, brother.
Yeah,
I always loved doing that shit. Like, I remember I was talking to my mom. She's like, yeah, when you were friends with Lino back in the day, you guys would always call all the games. I'm like, yeah, I wish I would have stuck with that, too.
Yeah, you know what? We've had this discussion before. You're not allowed to be creative at friend.
This is true.
You're not allowed to be creative. So that's why I wish I was, like, flat out broke, then you can really go for broke. You're not losing anything. You're already broke. You know, it's when you're right in the middle, like how I.
It's when you have the safety net.
Yeah,
then you can't go for.
Let me maintain status quo, or maybe, or at best, maybe be a little bit better than my parents.
Yeah,
at best, like you're not really moving the needle. Oh, you're not going to the next tier. You know,
suppressing.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of resentment towards Fremd because of that. They didn't teach you about life, man.
No, they taught us to be smart in terms of like rationality, but that's about it.
No,
a lot of memorization.
No, everything is this is to get you ready for college. This is to get you ready for college. What about getting you ready for life?
Exactly. Is college life? No, it's not.
College is actually a joke.
It's a complete joke. It's important for a couple careers, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a joke. College is a complete freaking joke.
Oh my god. Yeah, the whole school system is just
it's
very bizarre, man.
Yeah, no, they don't teach you this. No, and like I said, if I do have kids, unless they're getting a full ride on academic or athletic scholarship, I'm going to make them go to community college first year or two, and then they can transfer. It's a waste of money. No, it's a complete waste of money to go to college straight out of school and pay the premium price your first 2 years. It's absolute nonsense.
And if anything, you just get fat and develop an alcohol habit. And that's it.
And, that's what college taught me.
And, yeah, if you go to community college, you can work and stuff.
It's just smarter.
But, you know, of course, the Fremd, you know, at Fremd, they look down upon
them. No, it was so taboo to do that. Even my parents, you don't want to end up at Harper, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It was ingrained into their headspace.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sad, man.
Oh, you know, so-and-so, they didn't do good in high school. You end up at Harper. You're still at Harper, huh? You want to be like this guy?
Like it's a third world or something. Like
Jesus. I mean, like Harper down the. I'm like, you mean Harper down the street? Yeah, it's actually a beautiful campus. I would love to go there.
Oh my god, dude!
If I didn't want to leave home so bad, I would love to go to Harper for a year or two.
That's the scary thing, though, is the brainwashing that goes on by your parents. I mean, not consciously. Like they're not trying to fuck us up, but it happens.
No, well, especially my parents. I mean, I'm first generation here. Maybe your parents knew a little better, but like my parents, like. Community college is bad, and all the bad kids go there, and blah blah blah, and yada yada yada. But like,
yeah, mine might not have been so overt, but they definitely were. They definitely looked down on it, at least initially. They've kind of loosened up as they've gotten older.
No, I'm like, I'm at the point now. I'm like, what do we spend our money on? Like,
right?
No one cares. No one cares. That's the thing. Because if you transfer into a 4-year school, you got the degree from the 4-year school. Nobody cares.
Nope. High school's
where you started.
Yeah.
Oh, high school is a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
Unless you're like the elite of the elite and you're getting a ride to like Northwestern or something like that. Unless you're the creme de la creme. Let's make the analogy with fantasy baseball. Unless you're the creme de la creme, everybody else in the middle there is tradable. You can trade them.
I love it.
You can trade them.
Sports metaphor for everything.
Sports metaphor for everything. So it's like, God. You're not going to lose sleep over it. But you better be at the very top. Otherwise, it's a complete waste of time.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. No, I made my point.
I was going to say, that's this podcast, man. It's just
sports metaphors for everything.
Oh, it's crazy. That's why I'm like, just go for broke, man. Being in the middle sucks.
It really does.
Being in the middle sucks. I think I'm in the middle right now, and I'm just like, do I take a step back and just chill more, or do I just go for broke? Because it's got to be one or the other. Right now, I'm right in the middle. Where,
purgatory.
You know, yeah, it is. Like, I make good money, but I'm not really the boss. I have a lot of responsibility, but I could take a step back, still get pretty decent money, and not have any responsibility. I don't know.
Yeah, so you might as well commit one way or the other.
Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of determining. And while I'm in purgatory, I'm kind of debating, do I just continue this upward trend, or just like, you know what, I'm done, let me chill.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's hard to know. It really is. I think you're right, though. Purgatory is the worst place to be. That's where I feel like I'm at right now, too. I'm just kind of like fine.
I wouldn't even say you're in purgatory. I'd say you're still at the bottom.
No, that's fair.
Well, no, I don't mean that as an insult. I just mean that I'm in purgatory, so you and I are not in the same spot. You can still kind of do whatever you want.
Some of it is psychological. Yeah. You know, I feel like that's where I'm at. Like, I'm kind of like okay. I feel okay, but I don't feel great. I don't feel bad. That's what it is. More psychological. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you're in the zone where you can just coast right now. I'm not in that zone. Yeah.
But I don't want to coast either.
Right. No, that's the silent killer right there.
And that's what I kind of feel like I'm doing right now. It's bugging me.
As you have your pants off watching MLB TV.
Dude, not only do I have my – hold on. Not only do I have my pants off, I'm just going to say it right now. I'm completely naked on my couch watching MLB TV. Because I'm doing laundry, you know? So I don't have any clothes. I'm completely naked on the couch talking to you watching MLB TV. So, yeah.
As long as you don't FaceTime. As long as we don't make this a video chat, that's good. Like when you called us naked that one time.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
What's up, Fister? You suck. Oh, my God.
You're useless!
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, keep going, man. Classic. Keep going, man. I'm just switching over my laundry. And my speaker's working again. It just went in and out. It's bizarre. Because I was holding the phone.
Are you on speaker right now?
Huh?
Is it on speaker right now?
Yeah, it just came back on.
Okay. Yeah, it's not bad. I can hear
good.
You.
Yeah, just keep
what time? Oh shit. Okay. I kind of want to see Ronaldo Lopez. What time is it? 7? Oh, not yet. Oh man.
What else is good, man? Are you making any moves? You still decided on grad school, or are we still in the same spot?
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, I never ever thought I would say this. I've been getting really like religious recently.
Okay, talk to me about that.
No, so I've been going to Willow. I was seeing a counselor for a while. He's a Christian counselor. We were vibing really well. We've had good discussions. So anyway, I'm kind of involved in that right now. I joined this group at Willow.
Okay.
That I've gone to a couple times. We got a WhatsApp thing. So I don't know. I'm kind of pulled in that direction, actually. Like sometimes, like I might even go to, not seminary school, but like something in that realm.
Wow. You're really taking a turn for me right now. Wow. What? No, I know, dude. Issue with it, but it just, that kind of speaks to a little bit of instability there that you could just kind of, oh man, I'm not that you were like atheist, but like you didn't give a shit. And now you're like,
well, no, I was always spiritual.
Yeah. No,
but I never,
spiritual and religious. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. And I never really attached to one religion, and I'm still not saying I'm like attaching to it, but, like, I feel like the lessons and philosophy in most religions make a lot of sense.
Right.
And,
but the interesting thing about that is you could pull that from any religion.
Most of them speak many similar truths.
Yeah,
yes.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought about that. I was like, I want to be like, I could see myself being like a speaker, but not, I don't want to be attached to one religion. So I don't know. A lot of things are swirling in my head right now. I'm trying to figure out what to do next.
But, you know, I'm just kind of experimenting a little bit, going to some groups.
No,
so we'll see what we'll see what happens.
There's nothing wrong with searching.
Exactly.
No wrong with searching.
And I'm hoping by October, which is when I move out, I'll know. Part of me still wants to rip the cord off, like you said, and just start from ground zero and move back out west again.
I am. Between you and me, I think that's the move.
I think it is too, because it scares me, but it's a good, it's like a good fear. Because it also allows you to kind of reset, get rid of some dead weight that you've been, you know, because even if you move psychologically, sometimes you let go of some dead weight.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And this time I'd be doing it without a bad relationship.
And you don't have a safety net.
Yes. And that's what I think I need to do, is get rid of the safety net. Because, like, otherwise you're scared to take chances. Because, you know, I'm trying to describe it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you have to burn the boats, as they say. Burning the boats.
Yeah.
So when a army would go to another castle to attack it, they would burn the boats behind them, so they had to either win or die. So that's what you do. You take off your escape route.
Yeah.
And right now, when you have the safety net, it's always in the back of your mind that, like, I can back up into this. So you don't try as hard as you could, I think. You don't commit.
It's so. You say that because I was having a discussion with one of my techs. I've referenced him to you before.
Is that the dude I was maybe going to meet up with?
Yeah. So he finally put in his 3-week notice, he's trying something else. And, of course, I was super happy for him. But then he told me something. He's like, oh, yeah, no, I don't want to burn this bridge, whatever. I want to be able to come back here. I'm like, no. I'm like, of course you could come back here, but I don't want you to think like that. Like, you're going to you take this next opportunity, you just fucking run with it, and you don't look back. Like,
that's a great point.
Yeah, I'm like, of course you'll be able to come back, but I don't want to ever see you here again. Hmm. That's what I told him.
No, I mean, that's a great response. That's like a mature response. Like, yeah, dude, I love you. Like, I'd love to see you, but like in Good Will Hunting, you've seen that movie, right?
Oh, Ben Affleck.
When he's like, yeah, you know, if you come back here, I'll fucking kill you. He's basically like, get out of here, man. Like, you go spread your wings.
Yeah.
Like, do what you got to do. Like, I love you, but because I love you, I know you need to do what you need to
right.
do. And that takes – that's maturity, man. A lot of people wouldn't do
yeah.
that. A lot of people will drag that person down to keep them. You know, they'll shoot down that person's dreams to keep them around. I think that's what a lot of unhealthy relationships are, too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Even friends, too.
Oh, especially friends.
Right? Because it's like, oh, I see my buddy stepping up. I'm going to go ahead and chop him down so that he doesn't, you know, make me look bad or remind me of what I could be doing.
Oh, well.
It's so complex. You
definitely have a
man.
Friend like that, huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's funny. That's all right.
I have no
idea.
That's
all right. Yeah, no.
But yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, no. Actually, I'm glad you brought up your buddy, because the things he said to you is kind of what I'm thinking right now. Like, I know my job now is it's very good, but it's not what I want. Mm-hmm. And so I'm letting that very good keep me there. Mm-hmm. It's the trap. I'm like, oh, it's very good, but it's not exactly what I want. And I'm scared of, you know, it's always this fear of the unknown, right? You're like, oh, well, will I find another job? It's like, dude, of course you will. Like, it's there's abundance out there. You'll be fine. So I think, yeah. No, I'm glad you told me about him. That's inspiring.
Yeah, no, because I always, I always make parallels between you two, and I tell him all the time, too.
That's good shit.
Yeah, no, so I was like, man, if there's anything I could do for this guy, is just tell him to get the fuck out of here. I told him, so he's 28 now. I told him I'm going to fire him on his 30th birthday. So I always tell
that's
him.
Awesome.
I always tell him, yeah. I mean, like, I'm going to fire you on your 30th. Your dirty 30, I'm firing you, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you got a year or two to figure it out.
So what's he doing now?
He's going to work with orthotics and prosthetics. Go through – so he's going to be an apprentice for a little bit, and then he can kind of work his way up through that program. And then eventually – so he's going – as an apprentice, he'll be making more than what he's making now. But it's not a dead-end job.
Wow.
And he can just work his way up and to eventually – be a super lucrative career for him. So I'm like, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so it's all upside. He's making better money.
With him, I'm like, yeah, don't make a lateral move. Don't like if you're making 15 an hour, don't leave this place to go make 15.50.
Right.
You know, I'm like, if you're gonna make a move, you know. No. So he made a move. So I'm actually really happy for him. And
no, that's awesome.
It'll be good. So
good for him.
Yeah, man. It's good. So you just gotta make a move. You gotta make a move.
And I feel like we all think it's too late. It's never too late. We're still. I mean, we're old, but we're young. There's stories of people that start shit at 40.
Yeah, right? That's fine, but they don't have a mountain of debt. That's the fucking problem. It's the debt.
Yeah.
It's the fucking debt that suppresses me. And I didn't care when I was like 19, 20, when I was pursuing everything. I was just super stubborn about it. I was like, I'm going to get to where I get to. I don't care if it costs me X, Y, and Z. And I have to take out this many loans. I'm going to get to where I'm going. It was just the stubbornness, like, I'm not going to fail, which is good in a sense, but it's like, looking back at it, it's like, maybe I could have done something else. You know, so and then if I complain to people, like, dude, you have everything. You're not even 30 yet. Good shape, right. Good looking dude. You got a high rise. You're overlooking the strip. You have another house that's a rental property. Yada yada yada. Like, shut the fuck up. And I get that too. I definitely understand that.
Yeah, you can always argue both.
And I always understand that. It's like, dude, you can
convince yourself. Yeah, but I mean, but like you said, it's purgatory in your own words.
To me, it's purgatory, but for other people, this is heaven. Like, what the fuck do you want?
Right.
Like seriously, if I go tell this enough people, like if I go tell 10 people this, 9 people will tell me to shut the fuck up.
But once again, that's kind of a trap.
Yeah.
Because people judge things based on the external markers. Right. They say, oh yeah, like the things you just mentioned, you know, job, whatever, shit, in shape, money. And people say, oh, that's good. But if you're not psychologically, spiritually fulfilled, then what do you got?
Yeah.
So, you know, our society judges things on external markers.
Yeah.
But it's so much more important to be, you know, internally fulfilled than externally.
Right.
In theory, the external results are just a reflection of you being alive.
Yeah, but externally fulfilled pays the bills. Internally fulfilled doesn't necessarily do that. I mean, it'd be nice if you could find both, but that's really hard.
Sure. No, I agree. I mean, you need both.
Right.
Or I guess you don't need both, but ideally you want to have both.
Ideally you'd have a balance of both, but no, it's a grind. It's a grind in that sense. It's a more of a mental grind than anything.
Mm.
You just kind of question yourself a little bit, but as G-Man Choi is up, bases loaded, one out.
What, is he fourth in the lineup?
I'll say, yeah.
Oh, nice. So Lowe's on deck. I'm going to throw that on.
Or actually, third.
We also got Harper coming up.
Oh,
okay.
Yandy might be fourth now that I think about it. I don't know, but they switched Yandy around.
Yeah, they had him leading
actually, off. Actually, no, he probably led off because he's the one who got robbed at homer. So, yeah, he's leading off.
Yandy.
Lowe is on. They have two Lowe's, so I'm guessing that's Brandon Lowe at second.
Yeah, and then I know Nate is batting fifth tonight.
Okay. Well, there's one out, so
2-0 count.
Well,
Dan Straley.
2-1 now, yes.
Ah, damn it. You're ahead of me? What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
That's annoying.
Yeah, I won't narrate this at bat then.
Okay, 2-1. Wow, I'm way behind. No, you know what? I'll go to a different game.
Yeah. Nah. I'll let you know what happens.
I'm gonna see Harper. Harper's coming up.
Oh, nice.
Harper.
Oh, Yandy's on deck.
Oh, there you go.
He's batting first and fourth. Sweet. okay.
It's don't fuck this up. Not Jack, G-Man. Brother. Oh, what happened? Walk?
I want to walk. Oh, why'd you swing at ball four, you son of a bitch?
Oh, man.
Actually, if he strikes out, that's okay, too. Just no double play.
No double play.
You know, you can either swing and miss or take a walk.
I love it. Harper's still using his Nationals Under Armour for 34 on it. I don't know how they're not flipping out in Philly.
Oh, pop fly. Oh, see, that's going to get a run in. I don't like that.
Hey, no double play at least.
Okay. All right. Got one in.
Oh, there we go.
I was hoping for a grand slam. Okay, that's okay. So, what, Yandy's up.
Two guys on?
two guys on. That's okay. A three-run bomb won't hurt my
– Nah, he can walk. He can walk for Nate Lowe.
Yeah, see, there's that too. That's what I'm worried about.
Harper got a leadoff double.
Thank you, Bryce.
I guess that's the only thing our league could possibly have would be like OPS or something.
No, I don't even want that. And then it's slanted more toward power. I think on base percentage is perfect.
It's frustrating, though, if you have a guy that hits a ton of doubles, but.
No, because then he'll score a bunch of runs.
Theoretically, yeah.
Which is fine. There, Yandy's up now. Inside. Wow, that was a generous strike. That should have been ball one.
Yandy's too big, man. He's gonna break.
Yandy's always wearing the sleeves, man. He knows he's big. He's, like, almost ashamed of it.
He's, like, awkward about it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm too big.
Oh,
come on. Oh, Reese. Yandy.
What happened?
Ground out to the pitcher.
Edible. Ah, you fuck.
And Nate Lowe will lead off the next inning.
Damn it. All right. Come on, Hoskins.
All right. I'm fucking switching.
Oh. That was a hanger.
All right. No more Yandy. Let me watch some real baseball.
I mean, that's real baseball.
No, I know. It's actually really good baseball. Washington, Philly again, huh? Okay.
Yeah, these are fun matchups. I like both teams.
Yeah, Washington's a little bit more likable without Bryce, and then conversely, Philly's more likable with Bryce. So
exactly, it's perfect.
Yeah.
This is probably my favorite matchup, actually.
Mm-hmm. You know, from a fantasy perspective, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got players on both teams now.
Yeah, swing a just kidding. I don't want to ruin it for you. Okay.
I struck out.
Yeah, sorry for ruining that.
That's fine.
As long as Bryce gets home here.
Damn it.
Oh, Everyone Muto. He said next, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Tuned in at the right time.
I'm going on to what do we got? Okay, Ronaldo's got the first two guys out in the Sox game. Nice.
And he gives up a solo shot.
I guess see if I can even watch the Sox game. Maybe it's on NBC. There's no better way to spend a Friday night, though, for real.
Oh, it's Friday night for you. I'm actually going to go out in a little bit. I got to go to this marketing thing at a law firm.
I don't know. Sounds right up your alley.
Yep, it's perfect.
Oh my god. Dude, I gotta work my other job tomorrow, so I'm staying in anyway.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah, it's nice.
No, I mean, I'm laying on the couch naked right now, so I'm fine. I'm chilling. It's fine.
Yeah, it's only 5 there, right?
Yeah, it's perfect, man.
It's weird.
I get off at 3 on Friday, so it's nice.
That's awesome. So you can literally like lay around for 2 hours and not feel like you wasted the night.
Yeah, it's great.
You're like, yeah, you're searching for a downside. You're like, nah, actually, yeah, it's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, well, see, yeah, that speaks to my mentality. I need room.
Sometimes, yeah. Just appreciate it.
Yeah, I got to do more of that. I say I do it, but I don't do it enough.
It's the balance. It's the balance. Appreciation without complacency.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is.
Oh, I appreciate what I have, but I want more.
All right. Stay hungry, but appreciate it. Damn it, Ronaldo. Come on, man. Oh, your boy Bogarts is up.
Bogarts, all right.
Is he still doing – yeah, JD's on second.
Nice. Is he still doing what?
He's still doing just okay.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't even pay much attention to him. He's just someone who's just in my lineup, middle infield spot every day, and he just gives me solid production. I don't even, like, really follow him.
That's actually a perfect – yeah, he's just going to be slow and steady.
Yeah, and that's what I need. That's all I need from you. Especially at that position, that's all you're really looking for.
Yeah. Nothing sexy, but it'll give you – you know, when you look at his numbers at the end of the year, they'll be good.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you need. Oh, Real Muto striking out on a ball. That was such a ball.
They're going to leave Bryce at
Hellickson. Hellickson with 7 strikeouts through 3 2/3.
Jeez.
Yeah, these sorry pitchers that pitch well and then these great pitchers are
sorry. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a crapshoot. I'm just like, screw pitching. I'm done.
Yeah, they're all major leaguers, right? They all have – I mean, they're all studs.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, screw pitching. I'm done with this shit. It's
like, I mean, pitching is so. I mean, yeah, if you're on one night, you move your hand position, or if you just don't have a feel for your pitches, you get lit up.
It's just
and
crazy.
Then the next night, yeah, like you're just a little on.
Like, how do you not have a feel for your pitches? Just mechanical. This is what you do for a living, you know?
I don't understand that either, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he can't figure out his breaking ball. It's like, what?
It's like, that's your job. That's all you do.
Like, you throw like three pitches. Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Like, most five. I forgot how to write my signature. It's like, that's all I fucking do all day. It's like,
it is weird.
No, there's this basketball. I don't know if you know, like, Markel Fultz.
No.
He just lost the inability to, like, shoot the ball.
Like, he has the yips?
Yeah, he just complete inability to shoot the basketball. He's number one overall pick a couple years ago.
Really?
Inability to shoot the ball. Just cannot shoot the ball.
It's like a psychological block.
It's the most
something.
Fucked up thing I've ever seen.
I mean, it happens in baseball, right?
Yeah, well, freaking Jason Herrett. I forgot how to play baseball for a few years.
Yeah. That dude on the Cardinals, Rick Ankiel, he just couldn't play anymore.
Yeah.
Damn it, Xander. Please give him an error on that. Come on. It's not a hit. God, this White Sox team is sorry. Who's Rondon? Ruled a base hit? No, man. That's
what's that?
Nah, Bogaerts hit a little soft liner that second baseman couldn't handle, and they gave him a hit on it. No RBI, though. First and third. Come on. What was that?
Wow, your speaker works again. So it's in and out. This thing's annoying.
It's weird. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me in the ass.
What happened?
Devers just hit a three-run bomb off Lopez.
Oh, yeah, you knew that was going to happen.
That's what happens when your defense fucks you up. He could have made a play at second, end the inning, and then... God damn
so
it'll
be an unearned run. Well, not the homer.
No, because they're going to call it a hit. It's one of those like
oh,
where he should have made
yeah.
it. But I hate those. Like, it was a hard hit grounder right at him, and he bobbled it, and they called it a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's lame. Fuck.
Well, the Sox defense is by no means elite, so that's...
I know, yeah. that's got to be factored
yeah.
in. Fuck.
Because their offense is actually pretty good.
Better than people thought it would be, yeah.
Steve Stone in one of the telecasts. He's like, yeah, the White Sox offense is actually really good. It's going to surprise a lot of teams. But if this team could only pitch and play defense... It'll be an elite squad. And he said it like with like a straight demeanor.
You're like, yeah, that's two-thirds of the game, but
yeah. And they're already hitting, so yeah.
I mean, they have the names on the pitching staff. They just need to put it together.
Who do they have on the pitching staff?
Well, I guess I should say they have the upside. But
yeah, Giolito, Lopez.
Yeah, Giolito, Lopez, Kopech.
They got this Benelos guy or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Manuel the way Benelos.
Yeah, I thought about streaming.
Who else do they have? I thought they had one other upside guy.
I don't know if they do.
Oh, Dylan Cease in the wings. So, I mean, they have the potential, but pitchers are, like we said, they're fickle.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Braves. The Braves have a ton of guys, too.
Yeah.
Although they've been pretty good. Freed has been good. Soroka's been good.
Yeah, of course Soroka's been good when I trade him. But course. I was sick of waiting for him.
Yeah. At a certain point, even if they pan out, you're like, I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
Just get rid of him. I don't want to wait.
Nah.
What do you think? Should we call it?
That's fine with me, brother.
Because we're both just, you know, going to get naked and watch MLB TV. So.
Well, I'm already naked, so it's up to you to just do it now.
Yeah, I got to finish it off, I guess. Fuck. Lopez is not looking good. This is not good. Okay. No. Of course, Chavis got on. Of course.
Chavis is the man. All right, man. We will end this here. I'm going to play this back.
Oh, 99 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, that's a little long. We could probably trim that down.
Yeah, exactly. We could always trim, like, the last 20 minutes when we were just shooting the shit, so.
Oh, yeah, or you could just keep it on. No, I mean, like, you don't have to physically trim it, but if we're actually, like, getting serious about this, then...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's like, we could always make edits and sound effects and whatever and whatnot.
Yeah, for now, we're just getting it out there.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. But I did like that we jumped straight into fantasy this time.
Yes, because otherwise we went off tangent too much. It's kind of good to hit the fantasy first, and then if it goes somewhere else after.
Right. Well, hold on. Okay, so the podcast is over, but now this is just you and I talking. Not that we weren't before.
Oh, did you hit finish recording?
No. That's fine. It's just us talking.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Matter. No one's
okay.
Listening.
all our viewers or all our listeners are pissed, man.
Episode.
What'd you think?
Oh, no, the episode where I, like, ripped her.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I forgot. Yeah, you have been pretty transparent.
Yeah. So I'm like, babe, I went to this podcast with Jeff, and I just ripped you. Here, let me play it for you. And I played parts of it. And then, of course, when, like, I'm not around, she played the whole entire thing. And then she didn't tell me. And then, like, it kind of came up weeks later.
Of course, that's how it works.
I'm like, fuck, I forgot you could listen to that. I was like...
She was probably, like, drunk, too, and brought it up.
Yeah, no.
That's how it works. Oh, it's impressive.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot you can listen to this. So every time I go to record a podcast with you, she's like, oh, how much are you going to talk about me today? I'm like, babe,
you're never going to be able to live that down.
We don't talk about you.
You should be like, you're not that important, relax.
No, hey, take it easy. She's listening, eh?
Right now?
I'm sure she'll play it back.
You're like, Jeff, don't you say that.
Y'all don't say that. But I'll let you go. She just texted me now. I got to get ready for this thing, so.
For sure.
I'm going to play it back. Socially prepare. I'm curious to see how this sounded. I think the first half hour at least provides some decent content, so.
Yeah, it was good baseball stuff.
Yeah, for like 10 minutes. Okay, awesome.
All right, man. All right, peace.